Well, Jane, lovely to catch up with you here backstage in the big arena at Crufts on Sunday. Yep. You've got a smile on your face, not surprisingly. Your fifth dog show.
Fifth dog show, yes.
And your dog, your Australian Terrier, Fraser, has made it through to the group stage. Best of breed and has made it through to the group stage.
Yeah.
You look a little bit shell-shocked.
I think I need to lie down, to be honest, because I can't quite believe it's happened. To actually get here in the first place was a miracle in my mind, because I entered the wrong class. And so to actually win his class and then win best dog and best of breed is blown my brain.
Wow.
And I just can't.
So, but tell me about Fraser. What sort of a dog is he? What's his temperament?
He's got the most amazing temperament, extremely friendly, loves life, embraces life like, it's just mad. Slightly goofy, loves people, loves children, and just if I come back as a dog like Fraser, I would be super happy, you know.
Fantastic. So what made you want to start showing dogs?
Well, with the Australians, I'd always wanted an Australian Terrier. I could never find a breeder, and then we had a couple of rescue dogs, and my husband said, if you find your Aussie, then yeah, you can have one. So we finally found him, got him from his breeder Chris Foskett in Farnborough. And we were at a meet and greet, Australian Terriers, last year, and somebody said, oh, we think you should give them a go at showing. So it was literally June last year was our first show. And yeah, here we are.
So four shows after that, here you are at Crufts, yeah. The world's greatest dog show.
Yeah.
Came with expectations this morning, but maybe not this much.
No expectations. Just to be here was mind-blowing enough as it is. So to actually now be backstage from the main arena, awaited to going to group, yeah.
So just take us through your day. You've had a long day. You arrived early to get into the ring and prepare, but then it takes quite a long time to go through various stages, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, well, we were up at 5:45 this morning. We stayed overnight nearby. His class was at 9 o'clock. So he was all done and dusted by probably 9:20, 9:30. So there's a lot of sitting around waiting for now. But hopefully it'll be worth... Well, it's been worth the wait because of what he's done.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
You've got a handler who's taking Fraser into the ring for
yes.
you. So you'll be sat at the side chewing your fingernails later on.
Chewing my fingernails, pulling my hair out, cheering on and just, yeah, willing him to do so well.
Just finally, when you woke up this morning, did you think you would be stood here now?
No. I said to my daughter last night, you can dare to dream just a little bit. You can dare to dream. And here we are. So
let's just play a game, Jane. If Fraser was to win, what do you think your reaction would be?
I might go into I don't know. I can't imagine that. That's too unimaginable. It was I was speechless for about an hour this morning, so God knows what I'd be like if he got through this. And then, don't, because it gives me the jeebies.
Well, look. Let's not jinx anything. Congratulations on your fantastic day. Good luck to Fraser and you and everybody connected as well. I'll be watching later in the main ring.
Okay, lovely talking to you. Thank you very much.